Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. Today we celebrate two special commemorations in the church calendar, All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day. Each year, the feast day of All Saints is November 1st, and All Souls is November 2nd. In fact, the candles we have today are in commemoration of all the souls, all those loved ones of ours who have gone before us. Well, these 2 days were this past Monday and Tuesday, respectively, and we've transferred those 2 days for today. All Saints' Day is also one of the 4 days in the calendar of the church year that we celebrate the sacrament of baptism. When we welcome new members into the Church of Christ, when we welcome new saints. Yes, we welcome new saints. The members of the early Christian community addressed one another as saints. In the letter to the Ephesians we just read, I have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints. And to know the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints. In the Bible, the word saints refers to holy people, not in the moral sense, but in the sense of being specially marked as God's people. The people of Israel in the Old Testament were saints, holy ones, called by God for the worship and service of God. In the New Testament, those who comprise the church, and that's us folks, we too are called holy. We are called saints because we too are set apart through our baptism to be God's people now, to serve and worship God and to serve one another. For Jesus, this service of one another, being available for God as God's people, was radical, a totally all-compassing way of living. In today's gospel, Jesus says, but I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Well, I would like to stop right now and say to Jesus, you know, Jesus, that is very hard. All these things you are asking of us. You are asking of us when we probably feel hurt and angry because of mistreatment or misunderstanding. How do you expect us to love this way? And Jesus, I think, would say to us, by my Spirit in you, by God's help, by God's grace in baptism. This we now need to take in right now and believe. This is why we need a day like today, to pause and embrace the fact that God calls us to be saints, to be a holy people, to be set apart, to love and serve one another, and God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yes, we feel we fail more often than not, but each day the promises of God are renewed. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, this is what I shall tell my heart and so recover hope. The favors of the Lord are not all past. His kindnesses are not exhausted. Every morning they are renewed. Great is God's faithfulness. And Jesus says to his disciples, and he says to us, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have shared with you. We are not called to be saints, and then God says, okay, have a nice life. I'll see you in heaven and we'll catch up later. No, God calls us and equips us with grace now. People like St. Francis were not perfect human beings, but they did do everything they could to be faithful to God. We do not need to be perfect, just faithful. Maybe each morning we do need to pray more so that you can become more faithful to God, trying to live that day a little more aware of God and how God wants to use us. So I would like to read a letter from someone who is trying to be a faithful saint. Dear God, so far today I've done okay. I have not gossiped or lost my temper. I have not been greedy, crabby, mean, nasty, selfish, bitchy, or overindulgent. And I am grateful for that. But dear God, in a few minutes, I am going to get out of bed. And then I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Amen. So how do we live the rest of the day for God when we get out of bed? Pray and believe. Don't try to do it on your own. God is the power source. God calls us and God equips us. God is co-caring with you. But for God to be able to bring comfort and care, love and hope to others, we need to get out of bed and show up. We need to go into the room of someone in a hospital. We need to make a phone call to someone alone. We need to visit someone who can't get out anymore. Yes, we need to get out of bed and show up so God can use us. We're like a pipe, an instrument for the power of God to flow through us. When someone from our parish brings communion to a parishioner housebound, and then puts his or her hand on their shoulders to pray before they leave, it is their hand and voice that Jesus uses to touch a broken or lonely heart. We are God's conduits, like a pipe, for the grace of God to flow between and among God's saints on earth. Yes, think of yourself as a pipe. Are you open or clogged to God's grace flowing in and through you? Each day, pray that your heart is open to that flow. But is it really possible to love and care for others as Jesus challenged in today's gospel? Yes, it is. We have witnesses. All those who have gone before us and have loved. When someone dies and we come together to remember them, as we did for our beloved Victor Gonzalez last weekend, what permeated our memory was how kind, how thoughtful, how caring he was. Every day he greeted people with genuine warmth. He never complained. He was always helping and doing for others. He is truly now Saint Victor, and he is with us in a new way. Saint Paul in his letter to the Corinthians says, love never ends, for now we see in a mirror, dimly, but but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. And the greatest of these is love. Love never ends. Victor loved us. We all have saints in our lives, people who have gone before us, who have died, who loved us. They surround us in a new way because love never ends. They are a part of what we call the communion of saints. I really felt the communion of saints in an artistic depiction, the presence of these saints all around me, leading the way, when I went to the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in downtown Los Angeles when it first opened and they had tours. I went and sat in a pew between these long tapestries of saints. These long tapestries held 135 saints, and they were all marching forward. The tapestries are around 18 feet tall and 340 square yards of area. The communion of saints consisted of males and females of all ages, races, occupations, and vocations from all over the world. The artist of the tapestries, John Nava, used digital imaging that was eventually sent to Belgium, where the company there digitalized his images onto the tapestry fabric. To create these saints from around the world, he referenced art books for people like St. Francis and photos for someone like Mother Teresa of Calcutta. But he also used members of his family as models and people from around his town because he wanted the viewer to feel that a saint could look like you and me. That's the point. We are the saints of today who will become the witnesses for those who come after us. And today we shall be baptizing three new saints into our community. May Fisher, Ella, Daniel never feel alone on their journey, but may they always feel surrounded by a communion of saints. Each of you are on your way to being a saint. You got out of bed this morning. You are here. You are showing up, and God will use you. You do not need to be perfect. You just need to be faithful. Amen.